Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 2 and talk to you about where to walk. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In the first four verses of Isaiah chapter 2, the prophet paints a beautiful picture of the glory of the coming reign of the Messiah. Look at the great promises that we find just in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. Here we go. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. What a wonderful set of promises. This tells us that during the reign of the Messiah, there will be no more war. There will still be conflicts between nations and individuals, but they will be justly and decisively resolved by the Messiah and by those who reign with him. We also learn that when the Messiah reigns, Israel will be exalted. And the people of the earth will acknowledge and submit to the Messiah, and war will be no more. The earth will be so different that men shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, as it says in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. So, after painting this wonderful picture of the glory of the Messiah's reign, Isaiah then challenged the people of God to live in the Messiah's reign right now. Instead of waiting for a coming golden age, the prophet told us to come and walk in the light of the Lord. To walk in the light of the Lord means to order your life after God's truth and God's ways. The ultimate reign of the Messiah might be many years away, but Jesus can reign in our lives, in our minds, and in our hearts right now. We don't have to wait for the enforced righteousness of a millennial kingdom to have the blessing of Jesus' righteousness in our lives right now. To walk in the light of the Lord means that you enjoy the blessings of the Messiah's reign now. You don't have to live in a dark, depressing, discouraged way with God. You can walk in the light of the Lord. We can make a mental list of all the things in our life that get us down or seem to bring darkness into our life. We can think of the damaged relationships, the money problems, the unrewarded effort, and the spiritual dryness that seems to mark our life. Yet, when we think of these things that get us down or seem to bring darkness in our life, what can they compare to the light of the Lord? It is the darkness of the spiritual attack, or the unfaithfulness of friends, or bad circumstances, or shame, or guilt. Is any of that anything greater than the light of the Lord? I don't think so. The great English preacher of Victorian England saw in this passage a promise of life lived with God that was full of light and blessing instead of darkness and gloom. The opportunity to walk in the light of the Lord was open to everyone, but sadly, not everyone takes the opportunity. Spurgeon said it like this, quote, "You know that if you were to go to Australia in a good, sound ship, you would get there even if you were always to lie down in the hold among the luggage and the rats. But I should like to go in a first-class cabin, and I do not see why you and I, if we are going to heaven, should not go first class." Brothers and sisters, that is walking in the light of the Lord, and we receive the opportunity God gives us with gratitude. Hey, receive it today and walk in the light of the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.